The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
We'll start with a guided sit for 30 minutes. So as you're sitting and arriving, allow your body to arrive in this present moment. Right now, right here on this cushion. Feeling present, really feeling present from the inside out. Making sure your posture is relaxed. Your body is soft. And yet, there is structural integrity. Sitting like a mountain, with the integrity of a mountain. Being supported by your bones, by the sit bones, by your spine. If you're sitting on a chair, your feet planted on the floor. If you're sitting on a cushion, your legs are relaxed. You're not holding tight. Softening, relaxing. Your legs, abdomen. Your chest, your shoulder, your arms. Softening your face. Inhabiting your body from the inside out. Feeling the touch points between your legs and the cushion or your feet and the floor. Your hands on your lap, feeling grounded. Being embodied, feeling embodied, is both important in our practice in mindfulness and, as you will discover, in improv. Feeling embodied. Feeling the sensations of your body. W- while allowing this body to be soft and relaxed, breathing. Enjoying your breathing. The sensations of breathing within the framework of this body. Having a sense of curiosity about whatever the experience of this moment is. A childlike curiosity, a sense of awe. What is it like to breathe? What is it like to experience breath? Being with the sensations of breathing as if you're a Martian who's just exploring breathing for the first time on Earth. With that sense of curiosity, as you'll see, curiosity is both a factor in our practice and important in improv, the sense of childlike awe about everything, bod sensations, thoughts, whatever arises. Whatever is arising in this moment, sounds, horns of the train, sounds in the room, feelings in your body, inviting, allowing everything to be, embracing. No resistance. These are all truths of this moment. Embracing, accepting. This moment is like this. Relaxing into the moment, whatever it is in your body and in your mind. Relaxing into it, softening your body, allowing this moment to be just as it is, whatever is going on, even if there is resistance, relaxing into that resistance, embracing that. As you'll see, acceptance, just as it's important in our practice, it's important in improv. checking in your mind, checking in with your mind to see what's arising right now, what state of mind, what emotion is present, if any. Is there excitement, trepidation, stillness, peace? Doubt, sleepiness, anxiousness, wanting things to be different, embracing contentment. Simply noticing whatever there is. And nodding to it with a smile. Yes, you too. You can be here. It's okay. And I invite you, if you wish, try this on for size. Try to wear a smile, just as you're meditating with your eyes closed. Smile. As you continue to smile, check in with your body as you're smiling. Check in with your face. Checking in with your body. See if you notice any lightness that might have entered. Any tingling of joy. Of elation. In your mind state. Which might perhaps be experienced as an uplifting energy in your body or a tingling. Continue to wear the smile. Just experiment. Now exaggerate this smile. Make it really big on your face. Make it big. See what happens. Grinning ear to ear. See what happens in your body. Is there a sense of gentle joy, perhaps, in the midst of the stillness? Let yourself be in touch with that gentle joy. Or whatever there is, however the experience is for you right now, being in touch with that. And acknowledging the wish for happiness and joy that we all share as human beings. Acknowledging that wish for happiness in yourself and everyone in this room. And wishing us all well. May we all be happy. May we all have joy in our hearts. May we all experience freedom, ease, contentment, happiness, lightness, gladness, elation, mirth. May we experience joy in our hearts, ease in our bodies, may everyone in this room, including myself, have happiness and joy and ease. Good morning. Welcome. Come in. You can sit anywhere you like. So, we have an unusual day planned today at IMC. Mindfulness and improv. So, so let me open my notes, which are not open, and give you a sense of what the day is going to be like so that we have some idea together in terms of timing and everything. So here we go. Can you hear okay? No, you can't hear. Volume. It's above normal.
I don't know that it's volume. I know I'm having hearing loss.
Oh, they're hearing assisted devices. You're familiar. Yeah, they're outside. Yeah, for any. Thank you, Sue. Yeah. Yes. Anyone else who needs them, please. Sue is going to help you get them. Great, great. Yeah. Make sure you're comfortable today. Okay.
While you're opening notes, Nikki, may I just orient people to IMC?
Oh, please, please, okay. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to IMC, day long. I just want to let you know a few things about the center. We have tea back against the counter that's available, but we ask that you only bring water into this room. There are three bathrooms against the back wall. And I think it's okay to take informal breaks to go to the restroom, is that?
I'll actually have formal breaks.
You have formal breaks,
yeah, I have
okay,
formal breaks
great.
Throughout the day. We're going to get up and stretch and move in a minute, so yeah.
Okay, great. And this is a Dana-based center, meaning we operate purely on generosity. So in order to support the teachers and the center, there are two slots near the door that you came in. Please feel free to donate as you wish. And then the last thing is at lunchtime, if you did not bring your own lunch, see one of the managers and we will tell you where to go to get lunch and bring it back. But we will set up tables in here in this main area and probably also out in the parking lot since it's a gorgeous day. If you have any other questions about logistics, please feel free to come see me. I'll be here during the morning. My name is Dawn.
Great. Thank you, Dawn. So, okay, so I just want to give you a sense of what the day is going to be like. So I'll start with giving some overviews and just talking a little bit, setting the stage about similarities between mindfulness and improv and just kind of setting the stage a little bit. So I'll be talking and we'll be sitting, but this is probably the most amount of sitting down and lecturing that I'll do all day one-on-one like this. Then we will get up and we'll do improv exercises, and the rest of the whatever I teach will be moving, and we'll be in large group in circle or in dyads and smaller groups, so there's a lot of activity today. And at noon, that's actually at 12:30, we'll take our a lunch break for 1 hour. And we'll come back together after lunch. We'll have a guided sit for half an hour again. And again, we'll have guided exercises, etc. And then both in the middle of the morning and the middle of the afternoon, there are two 15-minute breaks, bio breaks, between all the exercises. So, and then we will end at 4:30 today, as promised. Actually, no, 4, right? Wait. What time did I say? 9:30 to 4, excuse me. We'll end at 4, yes, we'll end at 4. Whew, okay, good, great. Glad we have that straight. Okay, great. So, with that, first, who has done improv? Who has some experience with improv? Oh, show of hands. Okay, great, great, excellent. All right, so who has seen improv on TV? Okay, who's seen improv live, TV or live? Okay, who has not done improv, hasn't seen improv, has no idea, but has an open mind and is curious what this day is going to be like. Show of hands. Awesome. Great. Anybody else? Two. Yay! Awesome. Great. Daring people. And anybody else on this side of the room I missed? No. Great. Great. This is vague idea. Fantastic. You're here with an open mind to explore. What is this about? Great. Fantastic. So that curiosity and openness, that is a fundamental aspect of improv. As I was talking during the guided meditation, that's also an aspect of our practice that we try to bring in to our mindfulness practice. We try to bring in openness about whatever the experience is. We try to bring in curiosity about states of mind, about state of the body, about sensations, about breath, about emotions. We have a sense of curiosity and openness. And improv, curiosity and openness are fundamental. So in that way, if you've been sitting and practicing mindfulness, you've been preparing yourself for doing improv. And by doing improv, you'll be opening your hearts and mind to be more open on the cushion for mindfulness practice. Isn't that cool? It's pretty. Who would have thought? So I tell you, I started improv in 2000, almost 15 years ago. And the way I like to describe improv, for those who don't know what it is, my label of it, my description of it is kindergarten for adults. It's play. It's play. It's joyous play in the moment for its own sake, in a way. And when I found improv, one reason why it was so joyous for me when I was a kid, kindergarten age, I was sick most of the year, so I missed most of my kindergarten years. So when, as an adult, I could play as a child, like kindergarten, so it was really joyous for me. So I want to infect you with that enthusiasm for improv, because it's like being a kid again. It's just so nice to be allow ourselves in a safe place to be a kid again and be surprised, be in awe of the things that kids are in awe about. Just anything is interesting, is awesome. The present moment, whatever arises. As adults, we get kind of jaded. Yeah, we've been there, we've done that. Yeah, we're going through our lives and we have work to do and we have emails to send. And whereas kids are enthralled by everything new. So in improv, we allow ourselves to have that sense of awe, have that sense of joy about whatever arises in the moment and embrace it with that and be affected, be changed. So today I invite you to dip into that joy, dip into that silliness, dip into that sense of experiencing life as a child all over again, with that freshness, with that ease. T.S. Eliot wrote, "Teach us to care and not to care." And that is so important, both to care and not to care. Life is important, and also it is empty, it is impermanent, it is light, it is joyous. So celebrating that lightness of life, that ease, that every moment arises and it passes away. Wow! Last moment is just gone. Wow! This next moment, what's going to be like? So that sense of awe and wonder in every moment as we play today, as we go through these exercises, bringing that in. So treat this as a sandbox today, a sandbox for trying on different way of being. It's okay. It's a sandbox today. You can play around. You can do whatever you want. You can try on different selves. In the afternoon especially, we'll try on a lot of different exercises for trying on different characters and trying a different self. And seeing how that makes us feel differently in our bodies, in our minds, in our emotions, which can be so freeing and quite an exploration about self and no self. What is the self that we hang on to, this personality, this history? So let it be a sandbox this day. So one thing that is very important in improv is being present, is being right in the present moment. Does that sound familiar? So in improv, you don't try to think about, oh, I should have done this, I should have said that, I should have done that in that last moment, in that last scene, in that last exercise. Or, oh, this is going to be so smart if I say this, if I do that. You don't plan for the next moment. That's what makes improv fun. You don't plan. You're right in the moment. Whatever arises in that moment is the right answer, is what you do. You embrace exactly that. So we'll do some exercises later today where I'll invite you. We'll be in a circle, and I'll invite you to challenge yourself not to plan, to just walk into the circle without knowing what you're going to do when you get into the middle of it. And don't plan. Just get into the middle. Whatever happens there, happens. And if it doesn't happen, that's fine too. We'll have ways to work with that. I'll teach you. It'll be fun. Trust me. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. So presence. Ready for every moment. Ready for every moment as it arises. Just like in meditation. Be in the present moment. Not planning. Not past. Not future. Right in the present moment. Another important factor is, as I already talked about, openness, not planning. A very important rule in improv, which many of you might have heard, is yes and. Yes and is the fundamental rule of improv. Yes and. Okay, and what is yes and? Yes stands for accepting, for being open to whatever arises, anything. So if, you know, your partner says anything, you don't go, that's the most stupid thing I've ever heard. No, you're like, great, yes, and you add to it. Yes, and. So that is a great lesson for life. Yes, you embrace whatever comes your way, and you add to it. You go with the flow. In our practice, we do the same thing. We embrace everything that comes up as the truth of the moment. And, oh, what's next? Ah, what's next? We go with it. So with improv, yes and we'll talk a lot more about yes and, which, by the way, is a great rule also for relationships, for friendships. Try that on. The opposite of that in improv is called blocking, when somebody makes an offer and you block it. And we'll do exercises with that, just so that you see what it feels like in the body when you make an offer. And making an offer in improv, by the way, it's lingo. When you say anything or you do anything, it's making an offer. It's creating something out of nothing. That's making an offer. When you make an offer, when your partner and the other person blocks it, ooh, see what it feels like in the body and the mind. And also, as you're blocking, see what it feels like in your body and mind when you're blocking. And then see what it feels like when you say yes and. Yes, great, and I'm going to add this to it. And we'll talk more about that. The yes and is both accepting what others offer and also what your mind offers. Whatever your mind offers in the moment, you don't go, oh, that's a terrible idea. That's fine. Like, okay, that's fine. Just you go with it. There's no right and wrong in improv. There's no right and wrong. It is all play. There's another concept that in mindfulness we call it non-attachment. Non-attachment to yourself, non-attachment to ideas. In improv, it's called chivalry, and I'll describe what it is. It's described as, chivalry means not clinging to your own ideas, your own status, your own life as a character in a scene. Chivalry is daring to give up control. Keith Johnston is one of the best known improv teachers, and he teaches that players should allow themselves to be changed by other players. Be happy to be forced to change and change. So be happy to be forced to change and change. So it's that fluidity, it's that spontaneity in the moment. Allow yourself to be changed. Don't be, if you want things to go a particular way in improv, it's not going to go very well. There's that fluidity. You might have an idea for a moment, so this will all become a lot clearer as we do it, but I just want to set the stage. Say, for example, when we do, and if we get to it, we'll do word at a time story. So word at a time story is where you have multiple people, it could be two, three, let's say four people, and each person will say one word, and you're trying to make a story together. We just go round and round. So once there was a dog. Well, maybe you were hoping somebody would say elephant. Well, they said a dog. This dog slept. Well, you hope somebody else didn't. You know, so you can't plan. You just go. You make your offer, and you don't stick to you, and you don't. You don't really stick to what the way. You don't try to direct. You make the offer you have, and then as things change, you celebrate that things have changed and the way they're going. Again, this will make a lot more sense after we do it. Do I want to say anything else before we actually? Tell you what, I'm going to keep, two more things I'm going to say, and then we'll get up and start. So make your partner look good. Make others look good. So this, again, for improv to work, there's this sense of metta, this sense of well-wishing for everybody. You want them to look good, and that's how improv works. You don't want to be the one who shines. If you try to make other people look good, everything works and you shine, even though there is not that concept in here. But anyway, if you try to make other people look good, it works. So just keep that in mind, and again, it'll make more sense. I talked about flexibility, being willingness to change. Life is a lot more joyous when things are not sticky. There is a sense of trust. You just trust that things will work out because they do. That there is the games, the setup has particular way, and the rules, these fundamental rules of improv are set up such that it will work. So trust it. Trust that it will work. And don't be too heady. Let your body do the work. Let your mind get out of the way. There's a lot of embodiment. So improv works best when you're embodied. Much, much better when you're embodied. Again, does that sound familiar with your practice, being embodied? So improv works a lot better when you're embodied and when you don't think from your head, what am I going to say? Just let the thoughts go. Just be in your body and see what comes up from the body. It's like recipe for life. Okay, so I'll leave it at that. Any questions so far about what I said? Yeah. Oh, don't be heady. Let your body do the work. Yeah, don't be heady. Don't be in your head too much. Yeah, don't be heady. Yeah, not too much thinking. More, it's actually improv works best. It's so interesting. Improv works best when you don't think that much. Just like meditation, when you let go of your thoughts, you're in your body, and in improv, you let the action come from your body. You let whatever is offered come from your body instead of thinking, oh, what should I do? What's next? That's what I meant. It's similar to meditation. You let go of your thoughts and you bring your attention to your body. So thanks for asking that. Anything else?
The parallelism that you were making in the description, I find them fascinating because it's, you know, you could just use kind of improv rules which you know, I think seem pretty simple. I've never done improv, but from what you explain, it makes a lot of sense. And almost kind of demystify mindfulness meditation. So that go the other way.
Yeah.
It feels very powerful.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah, and as you experience it, we'll also sit more later today and we'll also discuss and you can try to, you know, really feel like how freeing it can be and demystifying too. Great, awesome. Any other questions, any other comments before we get up and move? Going once? It's not like you won't have other chances, but we'll be talking a lot and interacting a lot, so. Okay, cool. All right, so let's get up.